turn to the book of Joshua, book of Joshua, chapter 1, and to read the first 9 verses, Joshua, chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. The book of Joshua, of course, picks up where the book of Deuteronomy ends. Joshua had been trained by God under Moses and was God's choice to be successor of Moses. In Deuteronomy chapter 34, Israel is at the end of their 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Just prior to the death of Moses, he passed the baton of leadership to Joshua. Coming to the book of Joshua, Israel is now on the very brink of possessing the land that God had promised them, dating all the way back to Abraham. The book opens in verse 1, following the death of Moses. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. And the book opens with God speaking to Joshua, who is the successor of Moses. And God is calling Joshua to march forward into the future victoriously. The spiritual thought of the book of Joshua is possess the spiritual possessions that God has set before you. Possess them. The spiritual application of the book is how Jesus, our Joshua, leads us into the place of blessing and gives us victory over the enemy, causing us to enjoy the blessings that are in Christ. I want to speak this morning on strength for the future. Strength for the future. Notice the first thing, the call of God that goes out to Joshua. Verse 2 opens with the declaration, Moses, my servant, is dead. That is followed by the word now. Moses, my servant, is dead now. At this moment, under these circumstances, that indicates that what God would have us to do is not dependent upon any individual, any other individual. It's not dependent upon circumstances. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore. And that is followed by the call of God to Joshua. Arise, go over this Jordan unto the land. Now, the Jordan River, of course, is a difficulty. It is an obstacle that stood in the way of entering the land. We all have in the past and are presently and will experience Jordan rivers in our life. They can take many forms. They can be persecution, they can be temptation, they can be any sin, trials of any kind, difficulties, afflictions, disappointments can be Jordan rivers, sorrows can be Jordan rivers, problems can be Jordan rivers, burdens, needs. The truth is, it can be almost anything that becomes a Jordan River, an obstacle that stands between us and what God has promised. They can be literal. They can be imagined. We can imagine them. But in either case, they have to be crossed over. No matter what the source of these rivers, they're real. Even if it's imagined, it's real to you. So whatever the source, they are real. Now the Jordan River at this time, of course, was overflowing. It was at flood stage. Very threatening, intimidating, and impassable, humanly speaking. But it had to be crossed over. It had to be crossed over. Arise, go over this Jordan unto the land which I do give. God is saying to Joshua, Joshua, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I have promised you, the land which I do give. Which, of course, is the land of Canaan, the promised land. It represents, in the Bible, a higher plane of Christian living. If we're going to enjoy that higher plane of Christian living, the Jordan River must be crossed over. Canaan represents the further experience, personal experience, of God. It is the land of spiritual prosperity. It is the land of God's favor. It is the land of the goodness of God, and it represents the enjoyment of the present inheritance of the child of God. The land of Canaan represents peace of God in the heart. It represents a life of daily communion with the Lord. It represents the life of walking in the light of the Lord and simply enjoying God and the things of God and the blessings of God. It is the land of plenty. Canaan is a picture of living life in fellowship and communion with God, walking in His presence. It represents the abundant life, the victorious life. It is living in the joy and the glory of the Lord. It is the most wonderful life that you and I can have on this earth. It is the most thrilling life that you and I can have upon this earth. To sum it all up, it is basically a taste of heaven upon earth, this life. It is a life that every child of God can live. It is a life that God has set before every child of God. Over and over, Moses reminded the people of the opportunity and the privilege and responsibility that was theirs concerning the promised land. In Deuteronomy 1 and verse 8, he said, "Behold, I have set before you, go in and possess the land." It is set before you. This life, the best life that you can have on this earth, is set before you. Go in and possess it. Deuteronomy 1, verse 21, "Behold, the Lord thy God hath set the land before thee, go in and possess it." And this thought is presented over and over and over in the book of Deuteronomy. This abundant life that Canaan represents is before each and every one of us that are saved. It is set before us to possess. And we need to hear the words of God to Joshua. "Arise, go over this Jordan unto the land which I do give." Right before us is this abundant life. Right before us is this triumphant life. In the midst of all the nonsense, in the midst of all the pandemonium, there is a wonderful life to be lived for the child of God. But Jordan rivers must be crossed. So we need to hear God say, "Arise, go over this Jordan unto spiritual prosperity, under the favor and under the goodness of God. Arise and go over this Jordan unto daily communion and fellowship with God. Arise and go over this Jordan unto the enjoyment of the Lord and the abundant life and the victorious life, the heaven on earth life. It's right before us. But there is this Jordan River that must be crossed if this life is to be enjoyed. We that are saved have an eternal inheritance laid up for us in Christ. But the riches that we have in Christ and the enjoyment of those riches are not limited to eternity. They are for now. They are for you and I to enjoy right now. All through the Word of God, we read of great things historically. God's people crossing the Red Sea on dry ground. God's people provided for in the wilderness. The bitter waters turned sweet. Water from the rock in Horeb. Victory of a few over innumerable multitudes. A shepherd boy by the name of David defeating a giant by the name of Goliath. Elijah being fed of the ravens. God's people being sustained and delivered from one impossible situation after another. God's people being spared in the fiery furnace. The mouths of lions being shut for the sake of God's people. Wastelands turned into gardens. The blind having their sight restored. The crippled and the paralyzed being able to walk. And the deaf having their hearing restored. And lepers cleansed. And the demon-possessed liberated. And the dead brought to life. A prodigal son who was brought out of a life of waste, brought out of the hog pen and back to his father. Great multitudes being fed with paltry means. Troubled stormy waters being calmed. Peter walking upon storm-tossed waters. All these are historical. But they're not merely historical. They represent what each one of us can have. They represent what we can have in 2015. So hear God say to Joshua, "Arise, go over this Jordan unto the land which I do give thee." No one has more potential than a child of God. No one. No one has more opportunity. No one has more privilege than a child of God. So arise. Go over this Jordan. But this is going to require something. And that's our second point. After God told Joshua, "Arise, go over this Jordan unto the land which I do give," He said to him in verse 6, "Be strong and of good courage." He said to him again in verse 7, "Only be thou strong and very courageous." He said again in verse 9, "Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage?" And in verse 19, he said, "Only be thou strong and of good courage." Now, if God says something once, we ought to listen. If God even hints at something, we ought to listen. But if God repeats something over and over and over and over again, we'd better give heed. And God says, "Be strong and of good courage. Joshua, you and the people must pass over this Jordan River. And Joshua, this is going to require strength. This is going to require courage." He's speaking of something that Joshua needed. He is speaking of something that you and I need. If we're going to go over this Jordan, whatever our Jordan is, and it can change from minute to minute, it's going to require strength. It's going to require fortitude. It's going to require some vigor and some passion and fervency and endurance. It's going to require courage. Boldness, audacity, firmness of mind. If we're going to arise and go over Jordan unto the land set before us, we must be strong and of good courage. Now it is easy to have strength and courage sitting in the house of God. That's pretty easy. Sitting in the house of God with God's people, it's easy to have strength. It's easy to have courage. But every one of us sitting here today, we have to go out there. And it's not as easy out there as it is in here. We have to go home. We have to go back to our neighborhood. Many have to go to work. And it's not as easy to have strength and courage as it is here. So what we need is a heaven-sent, Holy Spirit-produced strength and courage. It's easy to have strength and courage sitting in the house of God with God's people. But how are we going to overcome the debauchery that is out there, and the vileness, and the depravity, and the immorality, and the rebellion, and the satanic influences that we face every day? How are we going to go over whatever Jordan River stands between us and this land, this life that God has promised us? Be sure of this. It will not be talent. It will not be cleverness. And it will not be intellect that gives you strength and courage out there. It will not be talent. It will not be your own strength. It will not be your own cleverness or your own intellect that gets you across the Jordan. It'll take strength and courage from God. So how do we get this strength and courage? Do we just, while we're sitting here, do we just resolve in our minds, I'm going to be strong when I get out there? Well, we should all know by now that doesn't work. You can have good intentions, but good intentions won't give you the strength that you need. There is a wonderful, exhilarating, and victorious life set before us. A life that this world knows absolutely nothing about. A life of enjoying God's best. But in the way, there are obstacles that stand between us and this life that God has given us to live. Standing before us are Jordan rivers that must be crossed. And this requires supernatural strength, supernatural courage. So how do we get it? How do we get it? Well, in verse 3, this strength and courage is the result of faith in the promise of God to give us this life. Notice verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Following that, we read repeatedly, be strong and of good courage. In the light of God's promise to give unto us this life, in the light of that promise, be strong and of good courage. Have faith in the promise of God. There may be a Jordan River right in front of you, but on the other side of that Jordan River,
There is a life that God has promised. Trust that promise, and you'll find strength and courage and faith in that promise. This strength and courage is a result of faith in the promise of victory. Notice verse 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. That's a promise. Faith in that promise, we find strength. We find courage. We don't find strength and courage, not long lasting, in circumstances. We find it in believing the promise of God. God has promised victory. Romans 8, verse 37, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. We need to believe that. The victory is ours, not just in eternity. You don't have to wait that long. The victory is right now. And you and I can live the life of victory right now. But we've got to believe in the promise of God. And in believing, there is strength. There is courage. Notice verse 5 again. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. He repeated that promise in verse 9, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. There is strength and courage in simply believing God's promise concerning His presence. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. We read in verse 1 that Joshua was Moses' minister. What that means is he was a supporter of Moses. He was an attendant. He was with Moses. And as such, Joshua knew that the presence of God was with Moses. Joshua was there when Moses stood before the Red Sea with the Egyptian army in pursuit. And Joshua saw Moses stretch forth his rod, and part of the sea went this way, and part of the sea went this way. And Joshua was there when they crossed on dry ground, not muddy ground, not slushy ground, dry ground. Joshua was there, and Joshua knew that the presence of God was with Moses. Joshua was there when water came from the rock. Joshua was there at Marah when the bitter waters were made sweet. Joshua was there when the heavens flowed down with bread. And being there, Joshua knew that the presence of God was with Moses. He was there. He was there for God's blessings. He was there for God's provisions. He was there for God's miracles. He was there for God's protection. He was there and witnessed God's watch care. And he knew God is with Moses. And now he hears, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. Believing that
he would have strength and courage. There's nothing quite like the presence of God to give strength and courage. We must believe. As his children, we have the promise of his presence. And in his presence, he is greater, and he is more real than all the cares and all the burdens and all the difficulties and all the problems, and on we could go. In the light of the almighty presence of God, be strong and of good courage. And arise and go over whatever it is that stands between us and the life of enjoying God's best. If we really believe in the Canaan life, we really believe I can live life enjoying God's very best. I can live life with a touch of heaven upon earth. If we really, truly believe that, we will not have anything stand in our way for that life. Believe. There is strength and courage in believing. Notice also this strength and courage is a result of faith in the promise of God's faithfulness. Verse 5. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And then notice, I will not fail thee. I will not fail thee. The God who promises to go with us will not fail. There's strength in that. There's courage in that. I'm glad that in these days of filthiness, in these days of vileness and wickedness, an abomination, in these days of twisted and perverted philosophies and ideas, in this day when God is ignored and God is hated and mocked, that God in 2015 is still the Most High. He is still the Almighty. He is still the sovereign, absolute one who rules and fulfills his purposes everywhere. And he's still controlling and guiding and governing all things. Be strong and of good courage. Because God in 2015 still excels everything and is still superior to all things. And that God in 2015, he's still gracious. He's still merciful. He's still the loving one. And I'm glad that God can still part the waters. He can still sweeten the bitter waters. He can still use the few and feeble as he did with Gideon and his men. He can still topple giants. He can still deliver you and I out of whatever it is. He can still meet us in our furnace, wherever that might be. He can still open rivers in high places and fountains of water in the midst of valleys. He can still make the wilderness a pool of water. He can still make the dry land springs of water. He can still make the crooked straight. He can still smooth the rocky roads. God still is. He can still turn darkness into light. He can still make the weak strong. He can still turn defeat into victory. He can still turn uncertainty into certainty. He can still turn the storms into a calm. And he can sure turn sorrow and gloom into gladness and emptiness into fullness. God is faithful. God still is. And in the light of that, be strong and of good courage. God still has green pastures for you and I.
God still has still waters for you and I. God still can restore our souls. And God still leads in paths of righteousness. And God still walks with us in the valley of the shadow of death. And God still spreads a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And God still can make our cups run over. All because of who He is. Be strong and of good courage. And arise. And go over Jordan, go over whatever it is that stands between us and this life of enjoying God's best for us. The strength and courage also is found in the result of faith in the Word of God. God calls Joshua's attention to His Word. In verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That is, if God's word is in us, we will be able to observe, to do according to all that is written therein. And then shalt thou make thy way prosperous. So he calls his attention to the Word of God. Faith in what this book says. There's strength there. There's courage there. And when I say this book, I mean the King James Authorized Version of the Word of God. It is not just a translation. It is the preserved Word of God. It is the preserved Word of God. And we need to have faith in what the book says. Because in 2015, this book still reveals the standards of God. This book still reveals the one and only way to God. It still instructs us how to live. It still provides support and sustains spiritual life. It still is able to illuminate and make you and I wise. It still has the power to expose sin and to convict us of sin. And it still has the power to stimulate God's people and to produce hope in the hearts of God's people and to bring comfort and rejoicing in the hearts of God's people. It still has the power. It's still vigorous. It's still a dynamic force. An influence. And you and I can still trust it. And we can still draw from it. And in trusting God's Word, there's strength there. There's courage there. In drawing from God's Word, there's strength there. There's courage there. You cannot neglect the promises of God. You cannot neglect God. And you cannot neglect His Word and be strong and courageous. You have to believe these things. And you and I will find all the strength we need. We'll find all the courage that we need. There may be times when we don't know what to do. And we look into God's Word, and we still may not know what to do, but we have strength. We have courage. It's to be had in this book. Be strong and of good courage. Arise and go over whatever stands between us and the life of enjoying God's best on earth. Now, I'm fairly certain that you and I that are saved, each one of us, have a desire somewhere in our heart to live for God. Desire in our heart to live enjoying God. But you can't just live anyway and have it that way. We need our eyes upon God. There's strength there. There's courage there. I get my eyes on myself or I get my eyes on other people, I tell you what, it'll zap every ounce of strength you have. But I get my eyes on God. There's strength there. There's courage there. We get in this book. There's strength there. There's courage there. So come what may, the life of heaven upon earth is set before us. Be strong and good courage. Go over whatever stands between us and the wonderful life of enjoying God's best. Come what may, and none of us know what that might be. But whatever it is, go with God. You can't go wrong. You go with God. Don't go alone. You don't have to. It's foolish. It's foolish for you and I to step out in any day alone. You don't have to do that. You can go with God. And going with Him and walking with Him through the day, I'm telling you, there's strength there. There's courage there. You still may not know exactly what to do. You may not know exactly what's happening. But in the midst of it, you have strength. You have courage. Difficult times, we've said it over and over. You can say it based on God's word. You can just say it based on what's going on right before us. Difficult times are coming. Very difficult. It's going to take strength. It's going to take courage. It's going to take a Holy Spirit sent, Holy Spirit produced strength and courage. We had better get our eyes upon the Lord and upon the promises of God and in this book, because there's the strength and there's the courage we need. Some of us may face unimaginable trials in the coming days. We may have almost unbearable sorrows, but in it all, there is strength and there is courage for God's people. It doesn't mean that we're unfeeling. It simply means that we have strength. And we have courage. And all of us can look back on times in our life where we didn't think we were going to make it through. But there was strength and there was courage. And that strength is still there today. And it's still in the same place where it's always been. It's with Him. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us in verse of song.